Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are back to break down this season of Next Level Chef. Season 3 is here, and we are so excited to take you along for the ride as we break down each episode and get exclusive interviews with each of the eliminated contestants. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Kelsey. I'm super excited to do this. You were on MasterChef. You won MasterChef. For the audience that hasn't been tracking this, I think you're the greatest champion of all time on MasterChef. I've said that a few times before. And so you have the experience of being in the food competition Gordon reality show world. We covered MasterChef, a lot of controversy in that season. And then we covered Hell's Kitchen by interviewing all the eliminated contestants. And now we're covering Next Level Chef. This one of the three happens to be one of my favorites of the three of the show, of the Gordon shows.
I love this show. It is one that I would love to be on. I'm getting like that competition itch again.
Good.
I feel like I'm like, ooh, I want to like test myself again. And this is one of those shows that I think would be really fun. Because it's just like so spontaneous.
They should do a season of Next Level Chef where it's MasterChef, Hell's Kitchen, and previous Next Level Chef.
Absolutely. It'd be so fun.
Contestants. Yeah. There you go.
This show is really fun. It's really well done. I think all aspects of it are entertaining. And we can get into obviously how the episodes work. But I like the breakdown of the episodes and how then they have a like quick challenge at the end to send people home. I think that's a great spin. So it's not just like, oh, you got a bad dish, you're going home. Like there's always room for redemption.
Another challenge.
Yeah.
Well, and I loved that MasterChef used to do that. MasterChef used to have the cook-off and they've dropped the cook-off, but they brought the cook-off to Next Level Chef, which is really good to see. Okay, this season of Next Level Chef starts very interesting in the sense that, I mean, it's broken into the three categories that I think we've always seen. Home cooks, social media chefs, and pro chefs. Right. I am always sort of leaning in towards the pro chefs category. I like that category.
I always think one... I mean, I shouldn't say they always do well, but I think they have better creativity. I think they are able to sometimes just work a little bit better under the challenges. And so I see that as well. I also obviously gravitate towards my home chefs because that's the world I come from. And I think the home chefs do really well also because they're not working from like a certain format usually.
Right.
Where unfortunately I feel like social media chefs are always so planned when they're doing their content that they get thrown into these situations and they get really thrown off.
I mean, I think the biggest meltdowns that you see are usually the social media chefs because it's not just only their appearance on the show is not only affecting their persona on the show, but also on their social media platform as well. You know, if a million people have been following you and you make something like an asshole, it puts everything in social media in question.
Right. This one starts a little different because usually the contestants we start the show and they get divided into teams. They cook something and then they get divided into teams. This year they get to set and then they're told we're not done auditioning. You still need to audition to get into the show, which is, as we learn or will learn, that the contestants did not know that this was going to be happening.
Yeah. Which is super exciting and so different. That would have really probably annoyed you. Well, you do.
Absolutely.
You did auditions in MasterChef, though.
We did auditions and we knew that, although usually MasterChef and every other season, they've taken 20 contestants, except when we got there. They did, like, we are ready to start vying for aprons. And then Gordon was like, and we're only giving out 15 this year, which was a huge curveball to us. Cause obviously I was like, well, shit, I'm not getting in then. Like,
but you did.
And worked
you
out. Okay.
Yeah. But so one thing crossover, a note for people that are listening to this or watching this, you in your season, you were there the season of the Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And Naisha was one of the legends that appeared on the season of your show. And since you won, you got to see all the legends.
I did. She voted me into the finale first.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. So I have a strong connection with her because she sent me into the finale. So.
And of course,
I like Naisha.
You
plus,
also
she's
know,
awesome.
You also know Gordon. You know his judging
who?
Style because you, Gordon, because
I don't know who that is.
The Gordon Ramsay,
that guy, yeah.
So you know him as well. So you know you know two of the three chefs, and their judging experience around their critiquing. Now, Richard Glaze, you have not. I don't know that we've either.
I've never met him personally. I'm a huge foodie TV fan, so obviously I've watched him on Top Chef and seen him do all of his things since. I mean, he's like, you can't miss him now. He's all over the place. So
totally
huge fan of him and his hair. So.
I like both of those things as well. The competition gets really interesting. Was there anybody from the audition process that you were like, oh, this is going to be someone that goes far, and then they do not? Well, when I was watching the auditions, I totally thought Summer was going to be someone that was going to be in the competition. She's pregnant. I don't know if you remember this, but I was like, she looks good on TV. She's pregnant. She looks like she makes good dishes. I thought she was going to be here for a long time. And then she was gone. And I was like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's always fun when that happens. You're like, oh, never mind. I guess I know nothing.
So we get, this is also interesting in the sense that they're going to be picking their teams. And I was curious who each person would, who the top picks would be. Let's talk about who the top picks were.
Yeah, it seemed so. Gordon picks Chris first. He's a professional chef, owns a food truck.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken. And it seemed like all of them were wanting Chris because there was like a definite reaction by Naisha and Blaze of like, oh, God.
Yeah, I feel like you would want someone like that because a food truck chef, too, in a way, is really diverse, I guess is the word, in their like a cooking experience. They're doing things on the fly all the time, you know what
I
mean?
They're used to working in like weird like spaces and like with weird equipment as well. So like in the basement, the equipment is also shitty, so
and
in
a food
used
truck
to that.
Like what, you don't really have a top level
no chef. Right, so yes, yeah, so they both wanted him, and then Naisha goes for her first pick and she wants Jordan, but Gordon being Gordon is like, hell no, I want this guy.
Well, this is based on an experience that Gordon had where he was watching a video that Jordan made and called him a donut for something that he was doing. I don't remember what it was.
He basically like made Jordan famous on social media.
Totally.
Like saw his video, and then that's what caused Jordan, I think, to like get viral and get very popular. And so Gordon was like, no, I want this guy, which seems a little schoolyard unfair.
Totally.
But and that puts Jordan in a hard spot. I felt bad for him because it's
I don't feel bad for Jordan.
I don't know. I always am like, yeah. Well, should I not do that? Is Gordon going to think less of me? Is this like a test? You know, sometimes you're like, is he testing me? Is he trying to see like, no, am I going
to
stay
true
to it?
I would have had more respect for Jordan, if I'm being totally honest with you, if he was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go with Naisha.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, I would have been like, no, Gordon, you could have picked me first.
Exactly.
Naisha is picking me. Like, she's a badass chef, and I'm going with her.
She's
so
awesome. Like, I don't, like, I would want to beat Gordon. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I would want to be on the team that beat Gordon. Like, this is never going to happen for me because I'm not a chef at all. So I'm not in. So if someone's like, yeah, well, let's see when you do it. Like, it's never, that scenario is never going to happen. I'm not auditioning. But if I was, I would have been like, nah, I'm good on that. Thanks, Gordon. I mean, I know the allure of being on
I know
Gordon's team. You know, this is a guy that, like, had, you know, kitchen nightmares and Hell's Kitchen,
right,
and every show that you can imagine. Like, you want to be mentored by him. But Naisha's badass too. She's worked in some serious restaurants and serious places. So and Blaze as well. Blaze selects Zach, and it feels like,
yes,
to me, Blaze has feelings for Zach.
Well, and they continue to grow, and we'll get to that throughout the season. They, like, Zach, now it's mutual. It yes, grows throughout the season that, like, they have a strong connection. They are like brothers from different mothers, for sure. So
I did love how serious Blaze, that's not his name, Richard Blaze. What are we calling him? Blaze, Richard?
I call him Blaze, but that's what everyone calls him.
Okay. Well, I love how he's...
You can call him whatever you want.
Richard
Dick.
Blaze.
I mean, Dick, because Richard is Dick, right?
Maybe in an episode where he does something that annoys me.
Richie Dickie.
But Richard takes Zach, and he's all in. Like, he's all in, you know? Like, he was all in on the picks, too, because he got the first pick of this litter.
Litter.
You know, because he was lost last year, right? So he was the first pick, and this was his first pick. What do you think of Zach from Hawaii? I always love these little emotional pieces, you know, that they do about people. I mean, Zach from Hawaii lost everything, really helped the community, super strong cook and contender in this situation. So what do you think of the three top choices?
I really like Zach. Big fan. I liked him a lot. I like his personality. He's got like that good, like, chill vibe, but still professional.
Agreed.
And I like Chris a lot. Same thing. Like, I can tell, like, he's there to hustle and work. I don't know what I think about Jordan yet. I'm still thinking about it.
I'm not a fan. Yeah. I'm not a fan. And I mean, he's probably a wonderful person. So this is, again, if you're a contestant and listening to the show, we're not saying anything personally about you. We're talking about the character that you are on Next Level Chef.
Right.
Right.
Yes. That's a very important piece of this.
Well, they'll get offended anyway. Wait, so who does Naisha pick? Vaughn, I like.
Yeah. I like
Vaughn
him a lot.
Vaughn is no bullshit.
Yeah.
Vaughn is like for
There's
real.
There's a couple that are like pretty no bullshit, which I really like. They're just like.
Like, you can tell, like, Vaughn don't fuck around there. He's going to grab a piece of protein and just fucking fuck it up in a good
but
way.
But he also seems like he would be a good snuggler.
I did not.
You don't get those vibes? You don't want to snuggle with Vaughn?
No, no, no. I mean,
I love throwing shit at you and just seeing what you're going to do.
I wish I had thought of that, but no, I did not think about snuggling with Vaughn.
Seems like he's a big teddy bear. Like, you just want to, like, watch The Notebook and, you know.
These are the picks.
Stop you.
I'm really happy with the picks.
Yep.
The teams get situated quickly.
And they jump right into it.
And we jump right into it.
Yeah, so we jump right into the first challenge, which is a burger challenge. I love it. Great way to start it out. Super fun. And we just jump right in. Who's
where
on what level?
Where is the best burger that you've ever had?
Best burger is from a place in Brookfield, Illinois, called Burger Antics. It's fucking incredible. They have a peanut butter burger that is so good, but all their burgers are so good. It's amazing. It's super small, great bourbon selection. It is, when I go home to Chicago, that's where I go.
I'm going to throw down and say, well, she'll be mad if I don't say this, but I always loved Bobby's Burger Palace.
Oh, right. I haven't eaten
Bobby
there yet.
Flay had a Burger Palace and I loved his place. But a friend of mine, her name is Leah Gaccione, and she's in New Jersey, and she used to work for Bobby Flay, and she has a burger that I sometimes just dream about. And so that's my favorite is Leah Gaccione's at South and Pine in Morristown, New Jersey, if anyone's
Love
ever.
it. I love the small places. There's so many
Yeah.
places in Chicago that have great burgers and that are like they're known for it, but I love the small places
Well,
that no one
Bobby
knows
at
about.
Bobby's Burger Palace as a special once a year, like I feel like it was in March maybe, he used to have a Chicago burger and it was so good. It's essentially like a Chicago hot dog, just
Oh, okay.
Chicago.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is it like the toppings of a Chicago hot dog on a
Pretty
burger?
much, yeah.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
Of course. It was always amazing.
I'm sure it was, but
All right, let's move on to what happens in the burger challenge.
let's do it.
Team Blaze is Zach, Lauren, Angela, Nicole, and Matt. Team Arrington is, oh, we're calling her Arrington. I call her Naisha.
I
Okay.
know, and I think it's Arrington,
Team
if that
Arrington
matters.
is Vaughn, Christina, Ari, Alexandra, and Mata. Mata? Mata is the wrestler.
Yeah, Mata's the wrestler. I like him too.
Team Ramsey is Chris, Gabby, Jordan, Isaiah, and Wendy. Okay, I'm just gonna say, I don't want to snuggle with any of them.
Like no snuggles.
Maybe
We're not doing
Gordon.
any snuggles.
Would you want to snuggle with Gordon?
Sign me up, man. I had a dream about Gordon last night.
My God.
Not like a I have many MasterChef dreams.
Oh, I bet. Oh, it's like PTSD.
Yeah.
Is it usually
Gordon, you
like,
enter my dreams all the time.
is it you can't get to something or can't get cooking fast enough? What is the main PTSD dream that you have from being on a cooking reality competition show?
It's usually like, so it's usually that I like didn't end up winning.
But you did.
I know, but then I like wake up and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's not
Oh, so
reality. Like
there's like,
I have that dream a lot when like in between the time of like when we finished taping to when it would air. And I had the dream that they like changed the ending and they like aired something different.
well, not for nothing, but I don't mean to go out down a rabbit hole here, but the girl that you went against, like, people were really rooting for her.
Oh, I know.
So I can
Autumn
see how, yeah,
or oh yeah.
I can see how that dream enters your mind, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
when you're in a highly competitive scenario, is that who usually winds up winning when you lose?
I don't know. I don't even know like who does. I think it's just like not me, you
We're
know. It's
deep
like
in therapy now.
I know.
But you
I should
won.
ask my therapist about this. I know I did. It just there's just it just it's now ingrained in my, you
Okay.
know,
All right.
nervous system of hell that.
Okay, so
So anyway.
the platform is on the move. And of course everybody's trying to get what they can. The platform's like that, I bet you people on Next Level Chef have nightmares about
Oh,
that.
I'm sure. Like, and it moves fast.
Because like
It
in
only
what
stops for
world
30 seconds.
would your ingredients be coming down on a platform and you have to like literally jump on the platform? The
My
my
brain can't make decisions. Well, and they always say this too. They're like, I can't make a decision that fast. You're just like grabbing shit. I'd always have to be like, I would just grab everything. Honestly, I
Exactly. Well,
like
I mean,
wouldn't
it
matter.
seems easier than maybe what it is, but I get really frustrated more when I'm watching the show. And I guess this is a part of why they do this. Like when someone's trying to put the dish on the platform and they're still like fancy footing around with
Oh, right.
some fucking garnish that no one gives a shit about
I
because they want
know.
it to look pretty.
That's like you have to just like learn. Like, I think that's like in the first few episodes, that's they have to learn that the hard way, you know? All
Definitely.
right. So this episode is starting. The first elimination challenge is starting. They have to make an all-American smash burger. So it has to be a smash burger, which is very different than like a regular burger patty.
That's a valid point. I don't even know where to get a smash burger. I mean, I'm sure there's many places. I don't know
Yeah,
what.
we have a lot of smash burger places, but
I mean, there's a place called I've tried to make one.
Right, there is. But there's like, I've tried to make them before, and there is a definite technique to making a smash burger. Like the first time I made one, I was like, yeah, I'll just make a smash burger. I'm like, oh shit, that just like disintegrated on me. Like there's a definite technique to it. One of my chefs that works with me is like the best burger smasher on the planet. Like he knows how to smash a burger, but it's definitely like, for example, when the platform starts coming down, so we get to that point, platform moving. If we're talking like a smash burger, you need something that you can actually freaking smash, you know, like totally. You need ground meat of some sort. And so then we get to someone like Matt, who ends up with salmon. Like how do you smash salmon?
Right. Yeah, and while Matt was concerned about cooking with salmon, just generally speaking.
Right. He's never even made a salmon burger. And right. So
this is all news to him. This is right. You know,
there's a lot of technique that would go into like into making a smash salmon burger. They'd have to have so much binding agent to like make it not fall apart. But it would have to be like mostly egg and breadcrumbs. Like,
but as we're watching this episode, isn't Matt the person that's using like some bizarro sauce?
Yeah, he's like making some like raspberry sauce. Like his ingredients just like don't go together. And that's like, that's why I love this. It's the nature of, and he's on the bottom, so he's getting like the last of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just ending up with what's left on this platform here. Like, oh, you know, salmon and raspberries. And I know he has one other weird ingredient that's just like what am I supposed to do with this? Like yeah. Nicole gets stuck with plant-based meat.
Right.
Which like,
have you ever had one of those, a plant-based meat burger? I've had one. It wasn't bad.
Really? I do not like them. I don't mind a veggie burger. I've made lots of veggie burgers, like with, you know, grains and beans that I've like made a mix of before. Love those. But like the Impossible Burgers and any of those like soy protein burgers, I am not a fan.
I don't mind.
It's like, okay, like spaghetti squash, like don't call it fucking pasta, like a plant-based burger. Like don't try to call this meat. It's not, it doesn't taste like it.
Okay. I agree with you.
Sorry. I have a big rant about that stuff. No,
I think you're spot on about that. I mean, I have I've had one plant-based burger and I was like, oh, this isn't bad, but I've never had it again.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't choose to eat it.
Why would I when there's a meat burger available?
Right. But there's some other one. There's other great ones. So we got like a ground short rib. We've got ground lamb. We've got brisket. And
Vaughn, the person I'm rooting for, yes. Vaughn, has a dry aged beef burger.
Oh, sounds so good.
And he adds a fried egg on it.
Oh,
like he knows what's up. Vaughn knows.
I remember the first time I had a fried egg. I was in Italy, randomly, or France. I was in Europe, and I was like, what? What the hell is this? This was like a long time ago. And I remember eating it and I was like, oh, I see. I was like 15. So I didn't know anything about cookies. So good. Just, I mean, egg and anything is so good, but
that's true.
Yeah. So, I would like to try that, but I also just love this challenge. Like
Mata's turkey burger leaves a lot of bitterness on the palate. Alexandra's veal burger is a shame. Because it needs, this is the judging. I'm at the judging.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to let you know, I've moved to judging. You know, there's an
Wagyu ostrich beef burger.
There's an ostrich. Ari has an ostrich burger. At this point, I didn't know, you know, we're so new to the competition. So it's hard to know where we're going with this. But I felt like Vaughn was safe.
Yeah. I mean, they loved his. They liked Lauren's venison burger that was cooked really well. They liked the Angela's chicken burger, which is hard to do. To cook
it's
that.
It's not even a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like ground chicken's really hard to cook. I mean, without making it super dry. They did not enjoy Matt's salmon burger. And they didn't like Chris's brisket burger. Saying his was like just like messy and salty and just like kind of a, you know, like sloppy.
And
so, And it, so one thing I want to point out, and we were talking about this earlier, especially this early in the competition, this has to do with like the filming and the edit. I don't love that when they're tasting the food, they show like whose dish it is. Like they show their face along with the judges tasting it, but they're not including their names along with that. Mm. And it makes it really tough this early to remember like, wait, okay, what, I know that's her, but like, who is that? You know, like
exactly.
It makes it really tough to follow along. I wish that they would, especially this early on, include just like their name as they're tasting it so we could remember.
It's challenging.
Yeah. It just makes it challenging as I'm watching it to remember who's doing what. Totally. But at the, we're going to go quickly through this one. So we at get the
to
end,
the bottom of the people yeah. that are going to be eliminated here.
Yeah. So Matt and Chris.
Chris was shocking to me because
he was shocking because he was the first pick.
Yeah. So that was shocking to me. They go from first pick to the bottom and that you're going to be in a competition though. Against Matt. I thought Matt's burger is time. His burger is up. The time is up. He's there's no way he's going to be able to beat Chris. You know what I mean? Right. I just did not see from a viewer standpoint or a film person. I did not see how the first person picked would be, especially Gordon's person, would be eliminated in the first episode.
Yes. So
that was true.
Yeah, I'm like, what? So I find it, so before we get to the like elimination part of it where they have to do a cook-off, they also have these immunity pins they get to hand out, which is really interesting. So like they basically, each of the judges are able to award an immunity pin to someone that they think like worked the hardest in the kitchen. It seems kind of weird. I'm kind of like, okay, like just because. And so they hand these out. So Gordon gives Jordan an immunity pin. Richard gives Zach an immunity pin. And then Naisha gives one to Christina, which is weird because Vaughn is the one that actually ends up winning the best burger of the day. So that's kind of like a weird curveball where I'm like, okay, so you thought she worked harder, even though her food wasn't as good? I don't know. Exactly. That just seemed strange to me.
Let's get to the cook-off. We have Chris and Matt in the cook-off. What did you think?
So they have to do a classic fish taco. So that is what they have to put on their spin on a classic fish taco. And Naisha is their mentor because the person that mentors them during this challenge is whoever, the judge that is not a member of their team. So Naisha, Vaughn won for Naisha's team. So Naisha will mentor them. And then Gordon and Richard blind judge and blind taste the food. So they don't really know who they are sending home, which I do really like that, that they just have to taste the food and they have to eliminate a dish, and whosoever dish that is, it could be someone on their team, they send them home.
Mm-hmm.
So
which
Chris
is,
and
which
Matt.
Is an interesting way because sometimes chefs will unfortunately send home their own team member.
Right. Yeah. It happens often. Yeah. So, which I like. I mean, it's that's just how it should be.
It shows that they really are picking the better of the two dishes.
Yes. I love blind tasting.
Same.
All
I think that's
it.
The way all cooking competitions should be.
Agreed. So I definitely think Chris is probably at an advantage for this one since Chris makes tacos. Yes. So
one would assume, but it doesn't necessarily.
No, it doesn't end up that way. Like he didn't even make his tortillas correctly.
There's a whole drama about the tortillas.
Right. Yeah.
Because and then Matt just goes right to the pantry and selects.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not even going to try to make. Which
this.
I wouldn't either in 25 minutes. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, yeah. I'm going to focus on something that I know I can do really well and just go with the store-bought. You know, it's not like an hour-long challenge. So
totally.
Chris's tacos end up just not, they're delicious, but they ended up being just like kind of wet and soggy. And then Matt's, as I would kind of assume, like food from Matt, like would be kind of clunky. like ends up just being like just not like super refined, but he cooks his fish really well. And so anyway, they both decide to eliminate Matt's cod tacos after the blind taste test, and that means Matt is the first one eliminated from Next Level Chef, and we are going to talk to him shortly.
But this was a lot of things that
lots happened. Of info.
Yeah, it's a lot of info, a lot of stuff that happened, a lot for a first episode. You know, this is episode 4, and it, you know, it's episode 1 in theory, because it's like now we got the audition process over, but it's technically episode 4. So we saw 3 weeks of auditions where people were eliminated. I mean, I just feel like that's a lot of information for an audience to take in. You know what I mean? Like I got super excited about Summer for a hot second there. You know what I mean? And then Summer was off the show.
Right. And then Summer's gone.
So it's like hard. Like you really, I just feel like you want to get behind the people that you want to get behind and then get into this.
But right.
I understand they probably needed a couple more episodes to get shit going. Yeah, I mean, so let's talk to Matt and see his take on this. I'm happy to see Crystal in the competition. I think he's going to be really great as we move forward.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't go home. I don't think he was. It's. I don't think it's his time yet to leave the competition.
I think he's going to be a serious contender in this. It's unfortunate to see Matt, of course, that we're going to be interviewing Matt. But I think when you're fucking around with raspberries in your burger sauce, it's more than likely that you're not thinking next level.
You never know. I mean, I can make it taste good.
No offense, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm sure the pressure just gets to everybody.
Yeah, I think also when you're on the bottom, you're just left with what you're left with. So it kind of is what it is. So
yes, that's true.
All right. Well, guys, stay tuned. We have an interview with Matt coming up right after this. And then after that, we will get into episode 5 of Next Level Chef. We will see you next time.